This episode of my podcast is brought to you by the history of rock and roll. Sun Records is coming with a new book to chronicle their 70 years of rock and roll history. This book is great. It chronicles Elvis Presley. It chronicles the late Jerry Lee Lewis. It chronicles Johnny Cash. It chronicles Carl Perkins, B.B. King. It's just a history. If you want to learn more about rock and roll, why not learn from the source? The Ford is written by the late Jerry Lee Lewis, the last interview and the last Ford he ever wrote, and it's just a great one. If you want to learn about more rock and roll history, please, 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 please consider buying The History of Rock and Roll. I love rock and roll music, and I learned things that I didn't even know, and I thought I was a rock and roll nerd. For only $59.99, you can purchase a book that has over 220 pages, great photographs, great histories, great interviews. And again, I highly encourage you buy this book, The History of Rock and Roll. If you would like more information, please visit sunrecords.com, and we thank them for being a sponsor of this show. Again, The History of Rock and Roll. If you would like more information, please visit sunrecords.com. And now, let's get on to the episode. I haven't done one of these in such a long time, an instant reaction to the New York Mets losing to the Detroit Tigers, that it's tough because this team is just frustrating. And I think it's just, you know, I'm just angry. I'm not even angry, excuse me, wrong words. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. I mean, the manager continues to get me frustrated. I mean, Tomas Nito is an automatic out. There's no reason why Tomas Nito should be in this lineup anymore. He stinks. Number one. Number two, this is the situation where you say, I'm not even mad. Fans are upset because Adam Ottavino went in for the eighth inning. And I got to be honest, I'm not mad at Buck. Buck didn't do anything wrong. I'm mad at some of the lineup decisions, but I'm not mad at that he brought Ottavino in the eighth. Are you kidding me? I mean, Ottavino, you know, he hasn't pitched in a while. I get it, but here's where I'm upset. Starling Marte. Oh, boy. What are you doing, buddy? What's wrong? Can you play good defense? Can you hustle balls out? And if you're hurt, then I don't want to see you on the field. If Starling Marte, if you're hurt, I don't want to see you on the field anymore, okay? It's frustrating. I get it. The Mets, like, if he's not healthy, what's he doing here? Am I wrong to question that? I mean, can this guy actually hit? Can he do anything right? Can he field? Like, I get you're not hitting. Everyone goes to their slumps. But can you field? Is it really that hard to field? I guess for Marte it is. And if he's not healthy, you shouldn't play. I'm sorry. I don't want to see you on the field if you're not healthy. Because obviously what you're playing at right now, I'd much rather have Vientos up here. Because that's an excuse to bring him up here. I'd much rather have the Castro back from his fake IL stint with the back spasms. At least I think it's fake. It might not be fake, but I think it's fake just to keep him up in the organization without DFAing him. I'd much rather have Marte's spot replaced. I mean, my God, this is frustrating. This is very frustrating right now. And I got no words. I mean, I mean, another thing that's frustrating, the Mets, against this part of the schedule where you have to win, the Mets don't do well. It's the same thing last year at the end of the season. They struggled to get those wins, and you know, I could yell, I could scream, you know, it's only May, whatever, 4th, 5th, 3rd, yeah, 4th, happy Cinco de Mayo is coming up soon. I mean, no, it's 3rd, my mistake, but, you know, team's frustrating. Team doesn't look like, you know, they have no pitching. I mean, the pitching's been very, 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 very frustrating. I mean, if you want to go into it, the pitching needs to do better. I mean, they have one starter. Funny enough, it's Joey Lucchese. They've had one starter this year go 7 innings. I mean, what do you expect? Do you expect anything else? I mean, Vodaback's been hot, but he's still an automatic out. I mean, Tomas Nito, I mean, this guy stinks. I mean, it might be time to DFA him. I don't want to hear any more about great defense. Guy really isn't that great of a defender. He's an average defender, in my opinion, that gets overhyped. When Nevarez comes back, you either send him down or you DFA him. This guy stinks. And Alvarez needs to play every day. The guy's 21 years old. There's no excuse why he can't play two halves of a doubleheader, especially with the Mets not playing a lot lately. He should be able to handle it. No excuse. No excuse. The only guy that Tomas Nino should catch is Kodai Senga, who's also struggling right now. I mean, give me a break. I mean, just give me a break. This guy needs to play every day. He's not playing every day. I mean, we saw what happened with Brett Beatty. When Brett Beatty's been able to play every day, he's been great. And I know he did get it done in the ninth inning today. He walked. I mean, there's only been one consistent player this year, and his name's been Pete Alonso. And I guess you could put Brandon Nimmo in that too. I mean, but Lindor's been very streaky. Canna's been Canna. I mean, Canna is a streaky hitter. Escobar's he's not even playing anymore. The guy's been benched. I mean, I know Pham got it going today, but I mean, still, I mean, I would have much rather given that spot to Escobar. But I'm wrong there. I'll give him credit, but it's frustrating. This is frustrating. Are they really that bad? And I know Verlander's coming back, and Scherzer, you need to find a way to go 7 tonight. I can't take 6 more losses. I mean, 6 innings. I just can't. It's very frustrating, this game. Very, very frustrating. And I don't know when it gets better. I don't, because the pen is... The Diaz injury... My God, Edwin Diaz, can you just do better? Can you do better? Could you not have gotten hurt in the WBC? I'm sorry. Just that still frustrates me. I mean, this pen is so much more not a threat. Because you know Robertson most likely holds it in the eighth inning and Diaz finishes it. And Audie's been great. He was great last year. It's just this pen is so much more weaker without Edwin Diaz. Oof. Just frustrating. All around frustration in Mets land right now. I mean, Vogelbach's hitting, but, you know, Nito's an automatic out. He's basically a pitcher, let's be honest. Nimmo's in a slump. Lindor's been streaky, but he's all around did okay. Alonso's been great for the most part. McNeil's fine, I guess, but, you know, he's at the bottom of the order. Just the Nito decisions. I know Escobar got the home run, but Escobar and Nito have been automatic outs for basically the whole season up to this point. And it's frustrating. I'll say it again. It's frustrating. And I don't know what you do. I don't. Just got to find a way to win game two. And can the Mets do it? Yeah, because, like, listen, when Verlander comes back, the Mets' rotation can be very good. I mean, if Scherzer and Verlander turn it on and give you 6 or 7 innings consistently, there you go. Maybe that'll get the Mets going, but it's tough. This reminds me a lot of the 2017 season. Injuries and underperformance. And right now, that's what it feels like. I'm not saying this is going to be the 2017 Mets. I don't believe that, but that's the feel right now. And the Mets were above 500 in May. And then by the middle of May, it just all crashed and burned. And Billy Epler continues to show why he got fired in Los Angeles, because the Mets are struggling right now. They have no pitching. I mean, their depth is just terrible. And by the way, Jake got hurt, so that debate can go to bed. But frustration. That's still going to be the title of this podcast episode. Frustrating rant. And, you know, the players got to get going. This has been an edition of the Mets News Podcast. That's all I got. Subscribe to all the platforms. More episodes will be coming out more consistently very soon. But until then, hopefully the Mets can turn it around.